Unit 12. Dialogue. Language function. Expressing hopes and wishes.
The term is coming to an end. I wish that the time had not passed so fast.
I have the same feeling.
And the final examinations are to be taken.
Good. It's a good chance to see how well we've done.
I'm a little worried. I wish I had studied harder.
It's good that you've realized it.
I wish I had taken your advice.
Let's hope that you'll work harder next term. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose an appropriate sentence for what you've heard.
1. Your classroom faces north. It's hot in summer and cold in winter. You express a hope.
2. You were late, so you didn't get good seats. Express a wish about the above situation.
3. You are thinking of getting a ticket for the concert. Express your hope.
4. It is likely that your team will win. Express your hope.
5. John wants to go to Peter's birthday party, but he's ill in bed. He says,
B. Look at the picture on the sheet in front of you. This is the changing room at Kneebone Primary School. The students were in such a hurry to get to their sports class that they didn't put their bags away. You will hear who each of these bags belongs to. Write their names on the bags. Whose bag is it? Betty's bag is on top of the lockers. Mary's bag is against the wall. Dora's bag is under the bench. Helen's bag is hanging on the side of the lockers. Anne's bag is upside down on the floor. Molly's bag is inside one of the lockers. Rosa's bag is on the side of one of the lockers. Susan's bag is in front of the bench. Jane's back is beside Anne's. Linda's back is behind one of the locker doors. Eva's back is on the left of Rosa's bag. May's bag is hanging on the wall. Text. News. New words and expressions. Further.
Further.
Flooding.
Flooding.
County.
County.
Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Humber.
Humber.
Stour.
Stour.
Valley.
Valley.
Suffolk.
Suffolk.
Essex.
Essex.
Overflow.
Overflow.
Length.
Length.
Describe.
Describe.
Property.
Property.
Pembroke.
Pembroke.
Miles per hour.
Miles per hour.
Record.
Record.
Shopper.
Shopper.
Hurriedly.
Hurriedly.
Branch.
Branch.
Boots.
Boots.
Chemist.
Chemist.
Basement.
Basement.
Story.
Story.
Porter.
Porter.
Flame.
Flame.
Extinguisher.
Extinguisher.
Bucket.
Bucket.
Brigade.
Brigade.
Fire brigade.
Fire brigade.
Staircase.
Staircase.
1. Floods in many parts of the country. Further flooding occurred yesterday in many parts of the country. 40 roads in 17 counties south of a line from Liverpool to the Humber was said to be underwater. In the Stour Valley, in Suffolk and Essex, the river overflowed along a 20-mile length and the floods were described as the worst in the district since 1947. More than £500,000 of damage is said to have been caused to many small farms and other properties in Pembroke during the night of November the 29th, when a wind of 130 miles per hour was recorded in the county.
2. West End Shop Fire. Shoppers and 100 shop assistants hurriedly left the Regent Street branch of Boots, the chemists in London yesterday, when a fire broke out in the basement. Smoke filled the ground on the first floors of the five-storied building. The fire might have been very serious if several porters had not fooled the flames with extinguishers and buckets of water, and if the London Fire Brigade had not arrived 2 or 3 minutes after receiving the alarm. The shop assistants were told to take their customers to safety. 10 fire engines were sent to the fire. Within about an hour, they had the fire under control. The cause of the fire has not been discovered. The basement and the skirts were badly damaged and the staircase was burned. Although there was still some smoke in the shop and water on the floor, the shop was open again for business later in the day.
Revision exercises, Unit 7 to Unit 12. Exercise 12. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose. Oh dear, oh!
I'm so sorry. I do hope I haven't hurt you.
Oh no, it's quite all right.
Oh, but it isn't all right. Look, I've made you drop your shopping bag.
Oh, that doesn't matter. There's nothing breakable in it.
Oh, well, that's lucky. But at least I can pick up all your parcels for you.
Thank you very much. But please go on. I'm sure you must be in a great hurry.
Oh, that doesn't matter. I was only going to post, but it'll catch the next post. There, that's the last of your parcels. I don't think anything is damaged.
Oh, no. Thank you very much.
But really, I do apologize. I'm afraid I wasn't looking where I was going.
Oh, please don't worry about it. Really, there's no need to apologize. There's no harm done. B. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false.
I got off the train at Newtown Station. I was glad to see that George was waiting for me. I got a surprise when I saw a large red carpet on the platform. That is a nice carpet, I said. Are you expecting important visitors? We put this carpet down especially for you, George said with a smile. I laughed at George's little joke. No, seriously, I said. Why on the platform, George? I know, it's an expensive one. It must be worth £500, George said. Is it for important visitors? Not exactly, George answered. A carpet company put it down 2 days ago. They are testing its quality. They are going to leave it here for a month. About 50,000 people will walk on it every day. That includes me, I said. That's the end of tape 2.
Bye.